So obviously you're getting closer to getting back to where you want to be, and that's involved in a game. Can you just kind of fill us in how you feel right now and kind of where this road to recovery is at for you?
Yeah, you know, I feel close. I'm getting better. It was nice to be able to go through a full practice and feel pretty good and get some bumping. And, you know, it's not going to be Vegas. I know that. You know, hopefully within the next few days we have a clearer picture of kind of when I'm going to return. But, you know, it's come along. Definitely not as fast as I would have liked. But, you know, the boys have been playing well and they've been playing really hard. So, you know, kind of when I get that chance, I'm just going to try and slide into the lineup wherever I can and, you know, hopefully just add to what they're doing right now.
How hard is it to sit out, I mean, especially at this time of year? But is it even more difficult given where the team is? How hit and miss it is on every day, where you're in the playoffs or not in the playoffs?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely tough. I think you want to be out there and you want to be battling and you want to be contributing. The guys have played so hard and, you know, they've been in this fight really since the All-Star break, and they've done a terrific job. So, you know, you just try and stay positive in the room and you try and bring what you can. And, you know, when you get the opportunity to get back in the lineup, you just try and keep it going. I think, you know, when you're not playing, there's a little more scoreboard watching. You got the other games on in the room while you're watching our game and stuff. But, you know, I think... The way we've been playing, if you know we continue this, we're putting ourselves in a good position to be there come playoff time.
Was it one of those injuries where you knew right away it was going to be more serious?
Yeah, you know what? As soon as P hit me, I knew kind of what was done, and you know it was going to be a little worse than you know what I'd hoped for. So, you know, I think it was even before I hit the ice. So, it's tough as. First period of the mom's trip. I know my mom was looking forward to watching a few games on the road with me playing, but you know I got to spend some more time. There's always a silver lining. I got to spend a little more time with her on the road, and you know it was nice having her on the trip when it happened. She wanted to carry my bag everywhere. She wanted to do everything, but I had to tell her she, you know, maybe take a little bit of a step back here. But yeah, when it happened, I knew it wasn't going to be a quick turnaround, but, you know, the trainer's done a great job, and, you know, we've kind of done everything we can to try and speed up healing and, you know, try and make sure that when I do come back, it's not going to be an issue moving forward.
How do you approach just a practice like this where you're coming out of the non-contact? Obviously, you've been getting a few bumps along the way, but it looks like you initiated some, especially with Carl over there.
I was going to say, did you not watch practice day? I was initiating everything. It's one of those things where, you know, you're eager to kind of get the bumping. You've had some controlled bumping. You've done it in some of the smaller skates. But, you know, to get out there and kind of do it in, you know, a more game-like environment, it's always nice to kind of, you know, get out there and run into a few guys. You know, that's a big part of my game. So, it felt good. It was nice to... You know, Carl volunteered to get hit a couple times, and, you know, I had a good battle with Bo, and, you know, things felt good.